Okay, so what career did you try to pursue after you graduated?
From college?
Mm-hmm. No, high school.
From high school? I wanted to get into computer programming, so computer science classes. And I actually signed up for a computer program through a small computer science college in Chicago. And I attended for about 6 weeks. I didn't like the classes. They weren't challenging. I was extremely bored, and I felt like the program wasn't really what they told me it would be. Mm-hmm. So I dropped out because it wasn't challenging enough for me. And then like 3 weeks later, I get my report card, and somehow I passed all of my classes. And I wasn't there for like 3-4 weeks, like 4 weeks later. So that just told me that that wasn't a good place for me to be.
So what'd you do after that?
I decided, because since I dropped out at that time, I would have to wait until January to sign up for classes again. I decided to get a job, and I got a job in an office doing office work. And at that time, it paid really good money. It was for two lawyers, and I ended up staying there for a whole year.
Did you go back to college?
Yes, after the year that I worked for them, I realized that even though I was making decent money, I wasn't making what I really wanted to make. And I also realized that I needed an education if I wanted to get a job at a top corporate company. So one of the 500 companies. And I decided to go back to school.
What did your family think of your career choice?
Well, initially I wanted to be a teacher, and my family felt that that would not be a good fit for me. And I was very young and naive, and I decided to follow a career in the corporate world. And that's why I went back to school and decided to do my 4-year degree in 3 years. So I went to school for 3 years straight. I didn't take any summers off so I can finish my degree in 3 years, because I took a year off.
So how long were you working at an office?
I got a job with Standard Parking, which is the parking facility at O'Hare Airport. Now it's owned by a different company. And I worked there for a year as a receptionist. And I started to make connections with people, because at that time it was really hard once you got your career, your degree in business operations or business administration. It was really hard to get into the work field. And at that time they really wanted women to only be secretaries and stuff like that. So I started out that way. But then I met a friend there who's still a good friend of mine now. And he actually got me an in with Helene Curtis, which is now was bought out by Unilever. And I worked there until the bought out happened. So I worked there for 7 years.
So now you are a teacher. What made you want to switch jobs?
Well, I worked for Unilever for 7 years. And during that time, I met a lot of really great people. I moved up. I was a business analyst. I loved working with the marketing department and all those people. But one day I woke up and I realized that I'm helping to make this company and the people that own the company very wealthy, right? I'm one of their employees. I'm doing a good job. But I felt this emptiness in me, and I started teaching martial arts with your dad, who's my husband now, right? I started teaching martial arts because I met him, and I realized that I really enjoyed working with kids. And I decided at a turning point when Unilever was being bought out, I was given a decision, a choice, I should say, of staying on with the company and getting a large sum for a severance package for my old company from Helene Curtis and then being hired by Unilever, which was a large amount of money. But I also at the same time had applied for a teaching program called the Golden Apple Teachers Program through the University of Chicago. Actually, no, the University of Illinois at Chicago. And I chose to leave the severance package behind because I got into the program and I decided to do my master's in teaching.
What do you wish you had done differently back then?
I wish I would have listened to my heart, and I wish I would have become a teacher from the beginning and I would have gone to school for that. But I know that things happen for a reason, and if I wouldn't have taken the path that I took, I wouldn't have had the knowledge in mathematics that I have now, and I probably wouldn't have been a math teacher. I probably would have been a Spanish teacher because that was my intention. And I think I am impacting students way more as a math teacher than I would have as a Spanish teacher.
So your family was the one that first drove you to work at an office, right?
Yes, they were telling me that I should become, you know, a big, try to get like a CEO job at a business company or something like
that. So has your family's opinion always driven your choices?
When I was very young, yes. I was very extremely close with my older sister because she pretty much raised me, and a lot of what she thought did mold my thinking and how I was thinking. I try not to do that to you guys. I know I joke about the basketball and say, you gotta do the basketball because I love the basketball, but I really want you, your brother, and your sister to do what you love because, you know, in the long run, you're the one that needs to be happy.
Did you learn any hard lessons?
Yeah, I mean, I learned that, you know, I had to pay for my own college, so that was really hard. And then the college that I went to was predominantly all males, and that was really hard going through college when there's mostly males and not that many females. They don't respect you, right? I felt not respected until I found a clique of young men that would defend me at that school. And I just kind of feel like the hard lessons were that, you know, I should have made my own choices at that time, but everything comes in a full circle, and I just feel like, you know, God had a plan for me.
Do you think it was very hard for you to, like, grow up and be on your own?
For me, it wasn't hard because, you know, that I moved out at a very young age and I moved in with my sister. So I was always used to taking care of myself. And also my mom worked nights. Your grandmother, she worked nights. So we really took care of ourselves. And I've always been brought up that way. And I think that's why I am sometimes more of a micromanager and stuff like that. But it wasn't hard being on my own. And it was actually kind of liberating when I moved out, had my own apartment, and I paid my own bills.
Going off of that, how do you think your childhood shaped you?
Well, my childhood made me a tough person in the sense that when you grow up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, which would be considered, you know, a ghetto or the hood or whatever you want to call it, that toughened me up, and it made me realize that I didn't want that for my own children. And I also knew that no one has to live in a place like that, because if you get an education, and I paid for my own education, you just have to do it. And people are worried about all this money that they're spending on school and taking out loans. By the time I married your father, I was 30 years old. And I would say after a year of us being married together, I finished paying my student loan. And it wasn't because we were married. It was because since the moment I finished school and even in college, I was saving money to pay those loans off.
How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, my life is different than I imagined. That I never thought I would move here to Arizona. I honestly thought that I would retire as a Chicago public school teacher. And that I would always be with my family and instead have a getaway home where we would live 6 months somewhere and be 6 months in Chicago. So that part of my life is very different, but I'm actually very happy that we're here. I'm happy that we're doing this as a family, and I'm happy that I'm doing this with you guys because, you know, maybe now you guys can bear down some roots here.
How did your college experience compare with your expectations?
Well, my college experience for me was not the college experience that they portray on TV.
Did it feel like any different from like high school?
Yeah, it was very different from high school. I felt like how high school was very easy for me. And elementary school was very easy for me. And then all of a sudden, I'm in college, and getting my degree in 3 years was difficult. There was, I worked part-time because I had to support myself. I lived with my sister, but I still had to pay for my own things. So that was kind of hard. And then even when I got my master's, I was working full-time as a teacher. And I was getting my master's in the evening because I was able to do a summer program where I was able to get a job. So that was a little hard, but it was all worth it. Working full-time and going to school basically full-time at night.
Yeah. What do you think was like a turning point in your life?
I would say the biggest turning point in my life is having children.
Okay.
It really was, because for me, my intent was really not to, like, I didn't see myself getting married. I saw myself having children, but I thought, oh, I'll probably just adopt children. I know I never told you this, but I thought that because I was so focused on my career.
What made you like switch mindsets?
Well, when I met your dad is when I started changing my mindset. Like, he was the first person that I met that I thought of family sense. You know, I could have a family with this person, and it just all kind of turned out that way. Like, now I knew I had my other half. And for me, it felt right to have kids with him and to have a family, so.
How did love change you?
How did love?
Mm-hmm. Like all kinds of love, not just like husband and wife love, like.
Right, so like for me, I would say that I have always had this great love for my family, my own family, my brothers and sisters and my mom. And then of course I met Jim and I married him. But I think it's true what they say about the greatest love of all is when you have your children and you realize that that is like an ultimate love. But also my religion, knowing that I have this great love from my religious beliefs, from Jesus, that really changed me and did a turnaround for me.
Hmm. What was the most hurtful thing someone has said to you, and why was it so hurtful?
Let me think about that for a minute. Well, I had a teacher in high school, and she was my English teacher. I remember her telling me in high school that in their senior year, she never told us we had to do a term paper in our class. So the class that I was in was a mixture of a bunch of different kids. It wasn't, I used to be in honors classes, but then I asked not to be in those classes. And I remember her telling us that we had to do some sort of term paper, but we never got anything saying that we had to do a term paper. Mm-hmm. No information. And I didn't do the term paper. So I had to, a bunch of us had to like do something last minute. I don't recall what it was, but I remember her telling me specifically, I went and I talked to her and I told her, you know, I didn't realize I was supposed to do this. I apologize. And back then we didn't have Google Classroom.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of those things. Teachers would just give you a sheet of paper and, you know, that was it. But I have this feeling she didn't give it to that class because almost all, none of the students did this paper that she wanted us to do. But it was a large amount of our grade. But the long short of it is that I went to speak to her with a couple of my other friends that were in the class. She sat us down and told us that we were a disgrace and that we would never amount to anything and that she was only going to pass us because she didn't want anything to do with us, basically. And I, that always resonates with me that she said that to me, and that actually drove me to want to go to college and to want to do better and to be someone. And it drove me, like when I think about it, I really wanted to be a teacher because I wanted there to be good teachers, like teachers yes. that want to speak like that to their students. And that, I will never forget that.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to say that I think I have three amazing children.
Okay, thank you.
There isn't really nothing else for me to say. I just, I don't know if that was a great interview or not, but.
Okay, thank you.
It's what I really thought. Mm-hmm.